This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. At the state capitol today, lawmakers will discuss three bills about government transparency. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
One of those bills would lower the cost for people seeking public documents through an open records request and would undo a controversial decision by state lawmakers to exempt some of their work from Colorado's open meetings law. The measure currently only has Republican sponsors, which could be a challenge in the Democratic-controlled legislature. The second bill, which has bipartisan support, would give public entities 2 extra days to comply with open records requests filed by members of the public, as compared to a media outlet. And the third bill concerns allowing Colorado's public colleges and universities to pay their athletes for their name, image, and likeness rights. That bill has drawn scrutiny because the public will not be allowed to know how much individual athletes are paid, just how much schools are spending at the team level. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
State lawmakers are also working to address a shortage of veterinary care. They want to lift a cap on enrollment at Colorado State University's vet school, which is currently set at 300 students at a time. That bipartisan bill is now on the governor's desk. A ruling against Denver Public Schools last week will have national ramifications. DPS asked the courts to temporarily prohibit ICE agents from operating on school grounds while a lawsuit on the issue goes through the courts. DPS argued recent ICE operations threatened students and learning. Attendance in the district was down 3% in February and significantly lower in some schools with a larger number of migrant students. But a judge denied the request. The Trump administration has removed the old Biden policy on this issue. Federal officials say current policy still requires approval before taking immigration action at any school. The ruling means that the Trump policy will now stay in effect nationwide until the lawsuit is decided. This is CPR News.